Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine. I'm the creator of Conscious Confidence, and I'm your presenter today on Conscious Confidence Radio. And today, we're going to start a very special series of shows, and today's show one. And what I'm going to do is give you a little window into what I've written in a book, my new book, which is coming out in January next year, 2020, called Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. So I'm going to do the next six shows, and today's show one of this series, where I take you through and show you a little window into what's in the book and what's in my FUSE program, my F-U-S-E, Conscious Confidence FUSE program. It's a really practical program and it's based on the wisdom of Sanskrit. And I've talked a lot about Sanskrit, I've done whole shows on it, but Sanskrit's this beautiful language and it contains such wisdom and knowledge that can transform your life if you actually apply it and know how to apply it. And that's what I'm endeavoring to do, is show people how to apply some of this beautiful ancient wisdom in their life today and see a real difference. So let's get into it. So the first step in my FUSE program is to do with core values. And an overview of the program is it starts with core values, then there's positive attitude, then there's focusing, then uniting, then simplifying and energizing. So core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, simplifying and energizing. And the FUSE, F-U-S-E, has come from the focusing, uniting, simplifying and energizing. But we'll get to that. So starting with the core values, that is the place to start. That's our foundation. And with core values, there's a lot of chat about it in certain areas, in corporate worlds in particular. Core values are very interesting when you look into them via the Sanskrit. And core values are like plugging into your powerhouse. You may not have thought about it like that, but they're like a powerhouse of energy. And it starts by asking the big questions. And to ask big questions takes courage, but it's absolutely worth it, because sometimes it's just easier to get our head down and get through every day. But there are times where we need to stop and ask ourselves the big questions. And in discovering your core values through those big questions, we find the foundations and the roots that give us the anchor within ourselves. And that's the place to start when wanting conscious confidence, when wanting confidence, confidence that doesn't depend on outside forces, outside circumstances being exactly the way you need them to be. This is confidence in yourself, that you have infinite power, infinite capability to do what you want. And the values are incredible forces in this, and we'll talk more about it. It'll all form a picture in your mind. So starting with a story, I met a man the other day, and this really struck me actually. He's a lovely young man. He's in his mid-30s. He didn't tell me how old he was, but I guess he looks about mid-30s. He's from a good family, loving family, no problems there. He's been to college or university. He has a degree from a very well-credentialed university. So he's had education, family, he's got health, all good. And he's now got a job in hospitality, and he's working in hospitality, and he's really good at it. He loves it. He enjoys it. It's a thrill. The people that he works with love him. They think he's great. He likes the company. It's a well-run company. And the customers like him. So what's the problem? He has a partner and he has a very nice lifestyle. He's got a dog. What's the problem? And yet he said to me, I feel there's something more. There's just an emptiness inside me. I just feel unfulfilled. And for a lot of people, they'd yearn, they'd love to have what he has. And yet it's not fulfilling him. So that's an interesting dilemma. So he knows, he's got this sense that there's something higher, something more lasting of value, and something he wants to contribute to and promote and give to other people, but he's got to discover it himself. So he doesn't know how to resolve this dilemma, this paradox, this sort of nagging feeling. It's a challenge, it's a problem. But he's just got this thing where something's not quite right, even though from the outside it all looks great. So he's starting to ask these really big questions. And the first one is, who am I? Who am I? And some of these questions are not questions you have an immediate answer for. They're not meant to be questions that have an immediate answer. They're really to open up within ourselves a sense of inquiry about what is there beyond what we just normally experience every day. So questions like, who am I? Where am I going with my life? What's my life's purpose? Does my life have a purpose? Have you ever really thought about this before? Have you thought about your life having a purpose? Are you feeling a lack of direction? What is my direction? Are you feeling that what you do isn't really of much value or importance? But note, I'm not saying it may or may not have value or importance. That's not the issue. It's whether you have a feeling that what you're doing isn't really of much value or importance. Note the feeling. Where do I make compromises? Are you aware of what the underlying reason or reasons for these compromises are? And then who do you admire? Ask yourself, who do I admire? I really admire. Who do I want to be like? And what is it about them that I really admire? These are just some of the big questions that take us beyond our normal daily considerations when we get up in the morning and have to get to work and look after the house and feed the kids and do the shopping and cooking and whatever. Getting past the normal daily considerations, we drill down into these big questions, and it does take courage because often we don't want to look. So starting with core values, the place to start is in asking these big questions, because what that does is it opens up a space, and we need that space. We need to get out of our normal thinking, which is pretty solid most of the time. It's just this continuous stream of chatting in our heads, weaving some sort of random web of loose associations of one thought and event after another until we can't remember the first thought we had. These are questions that open us up and bring us into the present moment. So that's an interesting consideration. We want to come into the present moment and out of all that thinking, because this is the place to start in developing conscious confidence. This is the place to start developing those roots within ourselves. We need to be in the present moment and out of all that thinking. And that's very simple. Feel yourself sitting in the chair right now. If you're driving, feel the steering wheel in your hand. Look at the traffic and actually see it. Listen to the sounds. Feel your feet on the floor. All those simple things of just coming into basic sense awareness in the present moment brings us out of all that thinking and opens us up to these big questions. And then the answers can rise if there is an answer. And sometimes there are mysteries that don't have an answer or shouldn't have an answer. We need to sit with the mystery of this because that's good as well. So we need to open ourselves up to the possibility of new knowledge, because it's only in the new knowledge that something new will arise, obviously. And we need the new knowledge because we need to find a new way forward, because if we're thinking the same thoughts and referring to the same information, we'll get the same outcome. So we need new knowledge. And that's where I'm suggesting let's go back to the Sanskrit, this ancient timeless wisdom, and see what the Sanskrit has to say. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to look now into what the Sanskrit says about core values and value in particular, and how we can make this practical in our daily life. So after the break, we'll be back to do a little bit more work on core values.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Annette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. And I'm Sarah Main, presenter of Conscious Confidence Radio. You might be wondering what conscious confidence is. I get asked that a lot. Conscious confidence is a deep connection in yourself. It's a confidence in yourself. Imagine that. Not in yourself as long as all the circumstances are right. Not a confidence in yourself because you've done all these other things. It's just a fundamental confidence in yourself. And then the starting point for that is then the expression of that conscious confidence shows in your core values. And that's what we're addressing today. I'm doing a series of six shows. This is the first of the six shows on the Conscious Confidence Fuse program. And the first step of that is core values. So core values are getting back to the fundamentals. The answers to the questions, the big questions, the ones that I was posing in the previous segment, the resolutions to the dilemmas, the resources needed to move forward, all start from within yourself. Imagine that. They start from within yourself. So if that's the case, then the place we need to start is to come back to ourself. Get out of our head, out of our thinking, and come back to ourself. So we need to establish our awareness within, and not in our head with all the thinking, within here. And this is where the clear, strong, dependable roots are found. They're formed and they're found. And we need to be present. So feeling a sense of being here and now is the place to start. So let's just start by taking a deep breath. If you are sitting somewhere where you can close your eyes, then close your eyes. If you're driving, please be safe, be practical. If you want to do this exercise, then pull over. Otherwise, do a simplified version and just feel your hands on the steering wheel, your feet on the pedals and on the floor of the car, and really connect with the traffic and pay attention to the traffic. So let's start by coming into the present moment and feeling a sense of being here and now. And simply relax and let all the thoughts fall away. Let them come and let them go. And let the listening open up wide past all the thoughts in the head. And from this simple and yet very powerful connection to yourself within, a practical way forward to establish deeper connections within yourself is through knowing deeply what your core values are. Because it's all very well to sit in being, that's fine. But then when we get up and put the laundry on or go to the shop to buy something, and someone's a bit abrupt with us and we get upset, all that sense of being goes out the window. But if we're grounded in our core values, that guides us through our life. It's a way of taking that sense of being into the expression of our life. So Sanskrit speaks of value in this way. It has two aspects. The first one is roots. It talks about roots. And it says, if you want to know what the roots are, look to flourishing and prospering. Because flourishing and prospering is an indication of strong, healthy roots. So this is looking backwards. So let's think of a plant. We've got a beautiful plant in front of us. The leaves are gorgeous. They're lovely green color. They're glossy. They're healthy. There might be flowers, right? And then we stop because we often don't think, what are the roots like? We just see the plant. Well, obviously, if we stop to consider it, the roots are going to be healthy because the plant looks healthy. We would know the roots are bad if the plant is dying or looks unhealthy. There's something wrong with the roots, but we don't stop to think about the roots usually. So the quality and nature and health of the roots is known, is recognized by flourishing and prospering. So think about that in ourselves. If we are prospering with joy in our lives, if we're full of the wealth of enjoyment and happiness and love in our life, if our life is rich and full, then clearly the roots within ourselves are strong and healthy. If we feel something's missing in our life, despite how it looks on the outside, but there's still something missing, then the roots aren't quite right. So that's what the Sanskrit is taking our attention to. And it's a very interesting approach. The second thing Sanskrit says is value is about what you honor. Now, honor is a very beautiful word. So consider what we honor is what we value. And the analogy given is it's like welcoming an honored guest into your home. So think about that. When you have a really special guest and you're excited that they're coming and you've got the best of everything out, the best food, you get out the good china to make a beautiful cup of tea or coffee. You don't just give them an old mug. You get out the best cups. Make sure it's clean, tidy. You give them the best seat in the room. This is an honored guest, and you naturally give them the best, and you give them your full attention when you're there. You don't welcome an honored guest and then turn the television on and ignore them. You give them your full attention. You want to hear what they have to say. You love having them there. So if you consider your heart as your home, what honored guest are you welcoming into your heart, your home? What is the best of you that you're offering in your heart? So that's where the core values come in, because that's what we value and that's what we will offer and honor the very best. So Sanskrit's talking about roots. Flourishing and prospering is an indication of roots, and what we honor is also an indication of value, those two things. So if we want to have meaning and purpose and inner strength in our lives, we really need to start by establishing strong, deep and healthy roots within ourselves. And to do that, we have to go back to fundamentals, to foundations. And this is incredibly exciting and rewarding. And if we go back to the young man I was talking about in the first segment, this is the way he will start filling that void within himself. Nothing need change in his outside world, unless it has to, but this is where he will start finding the value and the meaning in what he does. And then he may find that some other opportunity presents and he no longer works in hospitality or works in another way, but it will have the value and the meaning that he's wanting. So in Sanskrit, and in fact in the great East and West traditions, all the knowledge we need is there, and we need new knowledge, because if we don't learn new knowledge, we're just left with the same thought patterns, and this will produce the same outcomes. And that's largely how we live our lives day to day. We just run on auto with the same thought patterns, the same belief systems, the same emotional patterns running our lives day to day, and then we get the same outcome, and then we experience the same thing, and then we feel dissatisfied at the end of it despite all the things we've been doing every day. Well, it's just a repeat cycle, like a program in a computer. So you need to stop, come into presence, come into a sense of being, and that's like stepping off the merry-go-round. Have that sense of being, and then ask these big questions and open up to some new knowledge. And certainly going back to Sanskrit the way I'm presenting is definitely some new fresh knowledge, and it gives our mind something new to consider. And then from that point we can start taking action. So we've now looked at the importance of coming into being. We've considered some big questions like, who am I? What's the purpose of my life? Does my life have a purpose? Who do I admire? That's a fantastic question. I love that question. Who do I admire? And what is it about them that I do admire? When I was teaching, we used to do that a lot with the students. We get them to consider, who is someone they really admire? And it could be when they're young, it's usually someone in their family, their mother or their father or a brother or a sister, an uncle or an aunt or someone. And then as they get older, it broadens out. It includes all those people, but there'll be someone that they've read about in history or someone in the present day, or there'll be another student who struggles and is constantly persevering despite their struggles. And the children will really respect and admire that. But to give them the opportunity to reflect on that and then speak about it is very, very beautiful. And it's a way of them connecting deeply in their heart with what's important to them, because they appreciate, say, the perseverance or the courage of that person who's overcoming difficulties, especially if it's a peer, one of their fellow students. That's a very, very powerful lesson for them. So when we come back after the break, we're going to look into core values and how they really do work. And we're going to look at a story that describes these core values and how powerful they are. And we're going to consider how we might take those into our life. Because remember, we're opening ourselves up to new experiences, new knowledge, new awareness. And then how do we take that forward in our life? And to start with, the core values is the foundation and the roots. And Sanskrit's told us about the roots and told us about honouring. And they're the two key bits about value. And so when we come back after the break, we're going to take this forward into how can we see that they really do work in our life. So we'll be back soon.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
welcome back, everybody. I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, and this is Conscious Confidence Radio. And today we've started the first of a series of six shows covering the FUSE program, which is in my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And the first part of the FUSE program is the core values. And core values may seem a little bit vague to some people, or they think, yeah, you know, we talk about values at school when I was at school, or in the corporate world, they talk about values. But I'm coming at it from the point of view of what Sanskrit, the ancient, beautiful wisdom of Sanskrit says, because values are like the first step out when we experience just being and we come into the present moment. We don't think about values. We're just present, and that's beautiful. But then we don't just sit in presence the whole day and do nothing. We then have to take action. We do stuff. We interact with people. Well, what is the basis? What is the foundation? What are the roots of that interaction, of the actions that we take in our life, of how we live our life? So if you like, the core values are like the first expression of that being, of that presence and being. And all these beautiful values are contained within that limitless sense of being. And they're how we express our life, how we interact with people. And if they're founded in awareness of strong, beautiful values, then that makes our life so rich and fulfilling and meaningful. It doesn't matter whether we're just buying a bag of apples at the fruit shop. If we have our values in our heart and we're aware of them, our interaction with the shopkeeper will be meaningful and beautiful. We don't have to be talking about the meaning of life. We can just be exchanging money for a bag of apples. And yet it has a satisfaction and a nourishment in it, and an upliftment for the person that you're dealing with as well. So these values are very, very important. And the starting point is to come into the present moment and then ask the big questions. Who am I? Where am I going with my life? Does my life have a purpose? What is the best that I can offer in this present moment? Am I offering the best that I can give? Do I feel aligned with my values? What are my values? Who do I admire? Who do I want to be like? If I want to be like myself, who am I? And if you admire someone, what is it about them that you admire? Think about these beautiful questions, because open yourself up to something new and get out of the repetitive thought patterns and belief systems and everything that just churn over every day, and we just live our lives on a sort of Ferris wheel, or, you know, a mouse wheel that a mouse runs around in. If we want to get off that, we need to come into the present moment and ask these big questions and open ourselves up. So remember, the Sanskrit talks about value in terms of roots. And if you want to understand the health of a root, then look at the flourishing and prospering. Flourishing and prospering is an indication of good roots. And if you want to understand value, look at what you honor, like welcoming an honored guest into your home. You give them the best of everything. Well, what are you honoring and welcoming into the home in your heart and giving the best of yourself to? So these core values really do work. So let's take a moment to come back into the present moment, come back to yourself, relax for a moment, take a deep breath and breathe out, and rest in this present moment awareness. And now ask yourself, what is of highest importance in my life? Is it truth? Is it love? Is it kindness? Is it respect? Is it generosity? Is it freedom? Is it justice? Is it excellence? Is it magnificence? Is it service? Is it gentleness? Is it understanding? I could go on and on and on. But notice in this presence, when you consider these great, great values like truth or kindness or respect, they're not just words. They actually bring an energy. And they have their own unique energy. It's a characteristic energy. These great virtues and values are actually mighty forces. They're great powers. They're huge creative energies in the universe. And the great Sanskrit tradition recognizes this. These are not just concepts. They're not just nice words. They're actually mighty forces in the universe. And you can sense that when you're open and still and present. Just consider the word generosity. That word triggers this sense of a great force of generosity, of love. Again, a different power of justice. These are great forces in the universe. And the Sanskrit tradition, there's a beautiful, huge epic, 120,000 verse epic poem in Sanskrit called the Mahabharata. And there's a story in there about a king, and he had a curse put on him. He was called Pandu, King Pandu, and he was a good king, and he ruled over a great kingdom, and he was a wise and just king, but he had a curse put on him, as these things happen in these stories. And the curse was that he couldn't have any children. So this was a great problem for him because he couldn't produce an heir to the throne. And that was one of his prime duties as a king. And in those days, they had multiple wives. So he had two wives, Queen Kunti and Queen Madri. And so both of these queens couldn't have children because the king couldn't father any children. This was the curse put on him. So the first queen, Kunti, she had a secret. Because when she was young, she was given a very special gift by one of the gods. She did something special, and she was given a special gift in return. And that was that if she called on one of the great gods, she could have a child with that god. Weird, I know, but anyway, work with me on this. So she realizes that she's got a way around this curse that her husband, Pandu, has had placed upon him. So she tells him, and he says, great. And she said, whatever child I have by a god will be your child. This will be your son or daughter. So she calls on the great god of the wind, the mighty wind god, Vayu. And she has a son by Vayu and calls him Bhima. And Bhima is huge and vast and powerful and generous and good. And in the story, he has this enormous appetite. He loves food. But he's hugely powerful and always works for the good. And he's generous. So at his core, he had this mighty power of generosity and strength because, according to the story, this came from a godly force that was in him at his core. Similarly, there were four other sons because Pandu ended up with five sons. So all five were from different gods, and there was one that's very wise and just. There was one that was incredibly skillful as a warrior. There was one that could see into the future. There was one that had great sense of diplomacy. So they all had these intrinsic qualities, these core qualities that were mighty forces born of the gods. And that's how the wisdom tradition is indicating us and teaching us that these mighty values are actually like godly powers, divine forces, however you want, creative energies, universal forces that when we actually call upon them and have them in our heart, these are mighty forces that then enrich our life every day. So we can all resonate or connect with certain ones of these, and it varies. Some people are more drawn to justice and freedom. Some it's love and kindness. There'll be a combination of them, usually some between 1 to 5, 5 maximum, but usually somewhere between 1, 2, or 3. We just resonate with it. We just connect with it. We love it. We just feel natural with it. And those are the great forces that we can take with us when we go out shopping, when we go to work, when we're dealing with a child that might be naughty at home, or a child that needs care, child that needs some settling down, child that needs discipline. Any of our relationships, if we bring those mighty forces in, this is what actually adds the richness and the color and the flavor and the value and the meaning. Because these mighty forces, which we call values, are what we have in our heart. And this will show in flourishing and prospering. It will definitely work. So that's the wonderful variety in our personalities, that my husband and I, we both have a shared value of freedom, but he has different values from me. And it gives a variety in our personalities. It's the way we express these mighty powers, these mighty values, that gives us our lives the richness and gives us the variety that we all enjoy in each other. So when you admire someone, it's often the values or some aspect of a value that you connect with in that person, and that's what you love. I've got a story which I'll tell you in the next segment. We're going to take a short break, and then I'll tell you a story about a wonderful man, and he's built a whole business based on strong core values. So we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. We've been talking about core values today. This is the first of a series of 6 shows on the FUSE program, the Conscious Confidence FUSE program. And the first step of the FUSE program is core values. And we've just been talking about that these core values are actually mighty powers in the universe. And there's a beautiful story that illustrates they're like godly powers, godly forces, creative energies. And when we admire someone, we often connect with something in them that we admire, and it's usually related to those beautiful core values like kindness, wisdom, love, generosity, magnificence, service, perseverance, strength, truth. They're all beautiful values, and they're mighty energies. They're not just concepts. And when we have those in our hearts and let them be the foundation of what we do and who we are, then we're absolutely on the road to success and flourishing and prospering. I've got a story. I know a guy who's built a very, very successful business, and one of his core values is absolute honesty and authenticity, which in the business world I know is a little bit rare. But his business is absolutely on honesty and authenticity. And he's dedicated himself to teaching people how to build their own businesses based on solid business information and also solid values. And he's formed a community, a big community now, of people, like-minded people, who are all committed in the same way to real values and honesty and authenticity and true values within themselves. And part of that is building businesses that not only care properly for yourself and for your family, but also businesses that also then give and uplift and support communities and, in fact, the wider humanity. And he does amazing work, and it's all comes from this incredible dedication and commitment and foundation that he has of real values within himself. And it's the most fantastic example, and I really, really admire him for his commitment to authenticity, you know, and it shines out of him when he's speaking. So if you can act from strong foundations of your core values, then you will find a life and you will live a life of meaning, purpose, passion and strength. It's absolutely a given. The foundations are the important thing. And with conscious confidence, this is where the root of conscious confidence is. And the fear falls away and a life of strength and love and confidence can take its place instead of living from fear and uncertainty and having to have all the right external circumstances in place before you can feel confident and give your best. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are, you're always giving your best. Before we go any more, I wanted to go and tell you about my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. The book's coming out in January, on January the 7th, and next year. And the book is available for pre-order right now on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, in Australia on Booktopia, and also via my website, consciousconfidence.com. And if you want to find out more about me and about Conscious Confidence and listen to previous Conscious Confidence radio shows, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, and go to the radio podcast tab, and you can listen to past shows. And if you want to find out more about Sanskrit, I've done quite a few shows on it, and learn some more, find out something new about Sanskrit. Because here's the thing, Sanskrit's hiding in plain sight. I've been speaking English to you, but actually one of the main linguistic roots of English is Sanskrit. Believe it or not, Sanskrit's one of the main linguistic roots for Latin, for Greek, for all the Germanic languages, the Romance languages, and that pulls in English. So I've actually been connected directly to Sanskrit as I've been speaking to you in English. Most people don't know that. Even a simple word like smile, an English word smile, that's come straight from the Sanskrit. So go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, check it out, have a look at some of the information there on conscious confidence, who I am, about the book, and how you can get in touch with me and work with me if you're interested. I do coaching. I can coach via Skype and Zoom. I give keynotes. I can run workshops. So go to my website, consciousconfidence.com, and also follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram on Conscious Confidence Sarah Maine. That's S-A-R-A-H-M-A-N-E. Some people pronounce it Sarah, but I pronounce it Sarah. So it's S-A-R-A-H-M-A-N-E, Conscious Confidence Sarah Maine. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram, so follow me on all the socials there. And on my website, I've also got an alignment guide. And that's based on the Sanskrit concept of alignment called Santulana. And I've put together a two-video series, which if you just give me your email, then I'll know where to send it. I've got a video of two videos talking about how you can apply very practically in your life the Sanskrit concept of santulana, of balance, in your life to bring about alignment of body, mind, heart, and spirit. So there's the two videos, and there's also some worksheets to download. So that's there for free on my website. Just put the email address in and that'll come straight to you. And also there's information about my book, which is available for pre-order now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And that's coming out in January next year, which is very exciting. And the book is full of stories, traditional stories. I've used some traditional stories here in today's show. And there's also contemporary accounts like I've used today, people that I've worked with and I know that are embodying examples of conscious confidence in some aspect or other. And there's plenty of practices, so how you can take this into your life practically, because it's only through application that we get transformation. So in wrapping up today's show about core values, just consider, come back into the present moment. Come back into a sense of being here right now. Come out of all the usual thinking processes of what you're going to have for lunch or what you need to cook for dinner or what someone said to you at work that you didn't like. Just leave all of that. Come into the present moment right now and be aware. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel yourself sitting in the chair, or if you're standing, be aware of that. Take a deep breath and relax and let go. Come out of all the thoughts. And consider, who am I? What's important in my life? What do I value? What do I love? Is it truth? Is it kindness? Is it generosity? Is it excellence? Is it beauty? And consider that these great values are mighty forces in the universe, and the wisdom traditions knew this and they're telling us. So welcome those great values into your heart and let them guide you as you go about your daily life. Let them be the foundation, because trust me, these are the foundations of conscious confidence. And next week we're going to look at in my next show, I'm going to look at the next step of the FUSE program, which is a positive attitude. Once we have established awareness of our core values, then we need to look at our attitude. Because an attitude is an interesting thing, and I'll go back to what the Sanskrit says about it. Our attitude is then the lens through which we see the world. And often we're not aware of the lens that's colouring how we see the world, and that's our attitude. Just like a pink lens across a light will send pink light, or a blue lens will send blue light. Depending on the attitude we have, either positive or negative, that will colour our world. It will colour our responses, our thoughts, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, our deeds. So we need to address attitude. And I have a very short prayer in Sanskrit to finish off. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is uplifting, and may no one suffer in misery of any sort. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrani Pashantu, Ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time to talk about positive attitudes. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.